Twyla, are you all right?
I will be, if I can get a few friends together this weekend to catch this murderer. Until then, it shall remain a mystery.
Oh, I think I know where this is going.
It's my murder mystery party this weekend.
Oh, I see.
Sorry if I scared anyone.
I was scared you weren't going to have it this year.
Schitt's Creek fans, welcome to another episode of Shits and Giggles. We're a Schitt's Creek podcast where every week we talk about a different episode of the series, and we're going through the entire series in chronological order. I'm one of your two hosts. My name is Paul McCambridge, and with me, as always, is my lovely wife, Carla. Carla, how are you?
I'm good. Are you? I'm good.
Are you afraid that one of us may be a killer?
Oh, I don't know, but I'm going to wink a lot this episode, okay. Just in case. Very so good. If you see me wink at you.
So it's either you or me.
I think so.
Okay, I might be able to figure out who it is.
You might be
based
able
on
to.
Those clues. But yeah, if you keep winking.
Yeah, I'm ready winking, for a little murder mystery party.
And it might confuse me if you keep winking, though, because I don't know. I figured it out, but maybe not. And I don't know if you know this. Maybe you would have figured this out.
This is your favorite episode of all time.
No, it's a...
You've been to a murder mystery party before, and you were the murderer.
No, but I wish I totally would love to go to a murder mystery party.
Oh.
I don't know if maybe we differ on that.
I would be so really into it. I've never thought of it either way. Oh, I'm
really?
Sure you would be. Oh, I could see okay. you being very right, okay. into it. Yeah.
I didn't know if I was dropping some sort of surprise knowledge on you. About who I am as a person,
maybe.
That this would be fun.
I don't know that we've
fun.
Ever really talked about murder mystery parties.
You would not be into it, though?
It would be fine.
Oh, okay.
I never really thought about it either way.
Okay.
But I'd be up for anything.
Okay. All right, Alexis.
Yes.
Well, so let's put that out there as a challenge to listeners. If you do a murder mystery party and you're within a decent driving distance, let us know.
Oh, wow.
I'll come down.
Because I'm sure you'd want to spend your... murder mystery evening with
strangers.
Us. You. Not me. I don't know.
Maybe. All right. It will just be me.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, maybe that's a plus. Maybe they'd be like, yeah.
Why would that be a plus?
Well, maybe they're excited to spend the night with you at a murder mystery party and not me.
I don't see that as being the thing. If they listen to our show, I think they'd want both of us to be there.
Or they'd be so happy that we didn't show up.
Right. Yes.
We could coordinate the party and then not attend.
We'd have so many people come to this party and then just not show up.
Yes.
So don't make us, I guess what I'm saying is don't make us the killers of your party if you're going to have one, just in case we don't show.
Okay.
Well, anyway.
Now that you're all bored.
It's season.
I'm thinking you'd never want to have a murder mystery party and reach out to either one of us.
But
we should get started.
We're talking about the sixth episode of season 3, Murder Mystery. The original air date was February 14th of 2017.
Oh, happy Valentine's Day.
Oh, yeah, Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
I mean, I know in advance they don't know when these episodes are going to come out, but they could have done like a very special Schitt's Creek Valentine's Day episode.
I don't know.
Shows
do
that all the
time. I don't
have
a murder mystery party for Valentine's Day.
Right. The Cupid Killer?
Yeah. Maybe.
Valentine's Day?
Yeah.
The horror movie?
Valentine's Day Massacre.
With okay, well, all right, there's that.
Right.
I was going to say the...
So Twyla knew what she was doing.
I was going to say the movie with David Boreanaz, but either way.
Okay.
Yeah, so this is directed by T.W. Peacock. We've heard of him.
Mm-hmm.
A lot. I thought it was more than 4 episodes this season, but he's already done 4,
mm-hmm.
and he'll do 3 more of the last 7. So this is not the last time we'll be hearing
right.
from this guy. And this is the second episode of the season written by Michael Short.
Mm-hmm.
And as we've talked about before, he will be back in season 4. He's done this episode. He's fulfilled his 2-episode writing contract, I guess, that he gets for every season, mm-hmm. but he goes all throughout the series, 2 episodes per season. So, let's start it. Let's open, not at the motel.
Oh, with the Jazzagals.
As a Jazzagals rehearsal. Yes. And one thing I do want to say is if you're a new listener, let's say you've just started listening within the past 5, 6, 7 episodes, we do talk about characters that have speaking lines and or singing lines. Mm-hmm. Those are called lyrics in every episode. So if we don't talk about a Jazzagal, it's because if you go back to our Jazzagals episode, we talked about all the Jazzagals, even ones that will replace current Jazzagals down the line. So if you're thinking that we're ignoring them, we're not. We've already talked about them in the past.
That was the most times I think anyone says Jazzagals.
And I didn't even say it like...
short explanation.
Jazzagals. I should have done that the whole time. That would have been very irritating for anyone listening. But that's where we are right now when we start. And Twyla gives us a little warning.
Oh, right. There is a murderer on the loose. No one seems concerned. And quickly we find out why.
Right.
Because they hate Twyla's murder mystery parties.
That seems horrible. I feel
bad for Twyla in this episode.
Yeah, it's...
a little bit. I feel bad that nobody wants to come to her party.
It's one night a year. I mean, it sounds
like it's a little bit of a bust every year, though. Like, it doesn't sound like it goes well.
Right.
So I get it. But she's such a nice person. And right. She has such good intentions.
Exactly.
And I felt really bad for her that they were just...
It's really weird. Know, like,
not interested.
It's very strange because we only know Twyla as much as we can know a side character on Schitt's Creek, but it's a Twyla party once a year. Why can't you just do that? Even if it's not that fun.
Well, right, but it's not that fun. That's the point. Like, it never seems to work out from what we find out later on when they're talking about it, when Jocelyn's kind of giving Moira the lowdown.
I know.
You know.
But if you get all these people from the town into a room, regardless of what the purpose of it is, it seems like it would be kind of fun.
I guess, because you could socialize and
everything. Yeah, right.
Yeah, no, that's a good point. But yeah, I do feel kind of bad that everyone's sort of a little down on her party planning.
Uh-huh.
It's a little sad for her. And she's oblivious to it, which is even more sad.
Yes, that's...
like, she doesn't realize that, you know, as they're kind of all talking... they're, you know,
it's very apparent to us, the third person viewers of all of this, that nobody's interested in this. But Moira has all sorts of things to say.
Oh,
she's absolutely. She attended Eyes Wide Shut parties.
At the Castros.
Right, at the Castros.
Yes.
And as we said, everyone sort of gives the impression that these parties are terrible. Mm-hmm. None of the Jazzagals are speaking up like we'll be there.
Right. So. I know. That's why I felt kind of bad. Moira said she would RSVP as pending. Right. And she would double check and circle back around.
Yep.
Circle back. That's like a new popular term, I feel like.
Wait, new now? New.
I feel like it's...
Moira made it?
I don't know, but I feel like I hear it more. They're going to circle back around.
It's very corporate talk.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
We'll touch base later.
Right.
Circle back around.
Yeah.
If I worked in the corporate world more than a few years, I would have remembered more of those, but I don't.
Yeah.
So now let's talk about a golf club, because I want to talk about a golf club in this episode.
Okay.
And it's all about Johnny's work in the desk. He's on the phone with some people who are considering getting rooms.
Yeah, I guess so. Like, they wanted to set up a whole package.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that a golf, a play and stay kind of package.
Yes.
Where you could play golf and then you could stay at their lovely motel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where it's a $250 package and they would be getting 40 of those dollars.
Right.
Stevie doesn't think this is a great deal.
Yeah.
But I think Stevie's a little, I don't know, for a place that never gets anybody or anything.
Yeah. $40?
So,
Like, I mean, that's $40 for what? A weekend? A night? Like, what hotel could you go to and spend $40 a night? And if it's more than one night, that's really bad.
I once stayed at a motel that had, like, cots.
Cement floors.
And cement floors. And it was like, they wanted to charge us 20, and then when we tried to leave, they said 15. We still left, but still, yeah.
But you said you stayed there.
No. Left. Sorry. We considered staying.
Okay.
We considered staying, yes. Gotcha. And the phone had no dial tone also, which was concerning.
Yeah. Yeah. It could be a murder mystery party right there. Right. That hotel.
There'd be no mystery. The people working there murdered me.
Yeah, it sounds about right.
Right. But but Stevie, golf's not her thing, she said, except one time in high school when she got a haircut and people said she should be part of the LPGA.
I'm just assuming that that's the haircut she had in the yearbook picture that
we saw. Oh my God, you're probably
right. She had kind of a short haircut, and I'm wondering, you know, that was kind of the only picture we've seen. I wondered if that was like a little reference.
Huh. That's interesting, because I wasn't sure what she meant by that.
Yeah, I was just assuming, since it wasn't that, it was a little while ago.
It was this season.
Right, yeah. Right.
Okay. You're probably right.
But yeah, so I'm thinking that maybe that was kind of a little, like, reference back to, you know, her picture, because we did talk about her short.
Oh my God! Yeah,
do in that yearbook picture.
But basically, Johnny set up a meeting with these people, and he's like, "We have to go. We have to go to this meeting right now. Get ready. Get your golfing attire ready. Yes. We gotta go." And she puts out the back in 15 minutes sign, which I love that it's made its first appearance in this series.
Yeah,
and he's like, "This is gonna take way more than 15 minutes." And she says, "You have to give people hope."
Right.
I love it.
Yep.
So now let's go to the cafe, because we're kind of in, not the entire time, because we do talk a little bit about high school graduation, but this is really a murder mystery golf episode with some other, you know, some Alexa stuff thrown in.
Yeah.
I like how Moira is ordering a BLT with no bread.
It's like a salad, basically.
Right, yes. Right?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking when she said that. I'm like, oh, yeah. Salad.
It sounds good. Just lettuce, tomato, and bacon?
Yeah. Sure. You could just put that on your plate. Cut it up with a little fork and
And Twyla's not feeling too bad, or she doesn't seem to feel too bad, but she does confess to Moira that nobody's come, or nobody's RSVP'd to her party.
Yes.
And she wants Moira to come and also bring bagel bites.
Yes. Yeah. She said, can you bring something? And she's like, my celebrity. And she said, no, actually, I need you to bring bagel bites because it's a potluck.
It is a potluck. Yes. Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. Did I say nobody's coming? Because her mom's coming.
Oh, yes.
And her mom's going to bring whoever she's currently seeing, and he will bring someone younger.
A younger friend. Yeah.
That's so sad. Oh.
I know, Twyla has the most positive, lovely attitude.
Oh, yeah.
For living what seems like just a crazy life.
I know, and it's been, through the duration of this series, like, the whole thing was, Mutt was so sad, too, when they were there for the dinner party and all that, and, you know, I mean, we know what happens with her throughout the series, so we just know it sort of seems to continue for a long time, but even very early on, it seems like she kind of is a, I don't want to say a doormat, but she kind of, you know, people do kind of walk all over her and take advantage of her and, you know, I don't want to say treat her badly as a waitress, but we saw the whole thing with Johnny when he eventually started working with her and all of that. And I think, you know, people are sort of coming around, and this is Moira's chance to come around. Because she sees this as a challenge.
Yes.
We know how much she enjoys event planning.
Oh, totally. She loves doing that. So, yeah, this is a good opportunity for her to kind of give Twyla all kinds of pointers to really make it an evening to remember.
Yeah.
A murder mystery party to remember.
Right.
Yeah, she needs a signature cocktail. Mm-hmm. She needs all kinds of stuff. She basically tells her to get a pencil and, you know, take note.
Yeah.
of all of her great suggestions.
And Twyla seems into it. She's okay with this.
Yeah. Great no, idea. I think she's welcoming. But again, I don't think she would say, oh, no, thanks, Mrs. Rose. I'm good. Like,
oh, right.
You know, she's always just is ever the,
yes.
you know, really sweet and thoughtful person.
Yeah. So I want to know if this is the, well, okay, it's not the only time. I'm thinking of future episodes. I shouldn't be as we talk about this, but I was going to say, is this the only time we're in the motel office and Stevie's nowhere to be seen for an entire scene?
This might be the first one. Yeah, it doesn't happen a lot.
Alexis appears to almost be working the desk.
She does look like she's working yes. the desk. Yeah, but she's just checking the mail. Because
mm-hmm.
did you know you can still get mail?
I had no idea.
Yeah, she was very surprised.
Well, actually, yes, you can get mail.
Yeah.
Oh, do you mean real mail? Do you mean physical mail? Do you mean mail that you open?
That's what she's talking about. Right, yeah, because David says, you know, the mailman comes to your house and you pay him to bring you the mail. They're very, very uninformed about the mail service.
I just love the idea of the way he says it, where you pay him and he gives you your stuff.
Right.
Like, I just love the idea that if you don't pay him, he just continues on his way.
Right.
And will circle back, let's say, the next day, maybe with more stuff.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. It's so funny that he thinks yes. that you, you know, pay the mailman for his services.
I like how she lectures David for some reason that he hangs her. He's been hanging around too much.
Right.
And is she talking about, like,
it's not bad, but it's not good.
Is she talking about hanging around with Stevie? Is she just talking about hanging around the motel?
He has nothing to do, basically.
That's kind of what I was thinking, but it was weird the way she said it in the context of being in the hotel
lobby. Yeah, I think, again, she's a, you know, out in the workforce now, and she, I think, kind of wants to say to him, like, you really should do something with your time. He has his license now, again.
Oh, sure, he can get out.
So, yeah, and I think she's probably a little angry, too, that she has to go to work, and he's not. He's just relaxing right now.
No, you're
right. Just kind of chilling at the motel.
He's got the blouse barn to put on his resume.
Right.
After owning a gallery in Soho or whatever.
But as he said, he doesn't have any ex-boyfriend handing out secretary work.
Right, exactly.
And I love how she corrected him to say, he's not my ex-boyfriend. He's my ex-fiance.
But she is looking at a brochure, let's say. She's looking to go to Elmdale Community College.
Yes, to take some college classes to better equip her to do her job working the desk at the veterinary clinic.
Somehow looking into cosmology classes.
Right.
Which she thought were cosmetology, which neither have nothing to do with animal care or working a computer or businessy anything.
Yeah, he was sort of.
It's really funny though. Right. They're back and forth.
Yeah.
So after that, you know, brief encounter, let's say. Now we are, so where are we right now?
I think we're at Roland's house. Yeah, they went to Roland's, and I believe they're out in his yard.
For some reason, I got the impression they were on the side of the motel, you know, where David does yoga and hangs clothes out to dry. But no, you're right.
I believe they're at the Schitt's
house. Okay, yes, because they needed to borrow some, I guess they basically needed to borrow some gear for Stevie.
So. Yeah. Yeah, because Roland immediately offered her Jocelyn's glove and visor.
Right, yes.
Yes.
A big giant orange visor, which
huge.
Is amazing.
Yeah. Stevie looked great when she put that on. I really liked that look for her.
But I guess Johnny still has his clubs. Because for a while I was like, is he borrowing clubs from Roland? But then we see him later, he's putting in his motel room, so I guess they didn't get repossessed.
Yeah, he definitely sounds like, no, that's true, yeah.
I mean,
he's an experienced golfer.
Oh, no, no, I'm sure he's a man in his 60s to 70s in the business world. I'm sure he's an experienced golfer.
Yeah.
I just wasn't sure about the club situation, because we haven't seen them before this, but they're probably his, you know.
Yeah, I would guess so. Because, like you said, he was putting later on, and right? That's what you call it. I don't know anything about golf.
When you hit the ball just into a little cup
it's like
across
putting.
The room. Right, yes.
Yeah.
You're not driving.
Yeah, I don't, you I don't play a lot of golf. I don't even really like miniature golf.
I like how you say you don't play a lot of golf. Just you dabble every now and then.
No, I'm not really into any kind of golf.
Well, guess what? Miniature golfing is all putting. Miniature golfing
kind of bores me and isn't fun.
Did we ever go to a driving range?
Yes.
Oh, we did. Okay.
Yeah. And you laughed at me.
Oh, I did.
It wasn't good.
Oh, I don't remember. That was a long time ago.
It was a long time ago.
All right. Do you think our kids would enjoy a driving range?
I don't know. Would you laugh at them because they're not good?
Probably.
Then I don't know that they'd enjoy it. Because clearly it scarred me. Okay. Because that was probably 20 years ago.
You remember that I laughed at you and I don't even remember that we went. So, okay.
Right. Perfect. So it had an impact.
Okay. So there is, this is a fun scene. I mean, most all Roland Johnny scenes are fun. Yes. But this really is just a, let's get a Roland and Johnny scene into this.
Oh, totally.
And yeah. It's wonderful.
Get a little golfing stance going. And Stevie, of course, helps by taking a video or pictures.
Oh, it's got to be a video.
To kind of help with their little golf stance. I'm tired. It was a long day. So they take a little video to help with, and Roland's kind of helping Johnny, but then they switch places.
Right, yeah.
And of course, it looks like it could be it's his sister kind of moment.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. It is, it really is. Roland really, I don't know if he's doing it wrong on purpose, but he really does seem to make it so that he and Johnny can switch, so that he can do some funny things, telling Johnny to pop his tush and everything like that.
Yeah.
It's really fantastic. So,
yeah. It's a cute
scene. So now, very quickly, let's go back to Moira's all over the place, because now she's back at Jazz Agal rehearsal talking to Jocelyn.
No, she was, I think this is town council now.
Oh,
because remember,
sorry, they take place in the same area.
They do take place in the same area, and she made reference to the fact that, she was the only one there. Everybody else was kind of out and about, I don't know what everyone else is doing, but, she was.
Clearly, Roland's helping with golf, and Bob's probably something about bagels, and who knows where Ronnie's laying floor right now. Right.
Yeah, but she kind of makes reference to the fact that, she's the only one that's there. But she also kind of calls Jocelyn out. She's like, I'm very worried about you not attending the party. And this is when Jocelyn kind of fills her in on the fact why everyone kind of had not the greatest level of enthusiasm over the parties. She informed her that their parties are not great.
Right.
The last one, they hung around until 3 a.m. with Twyla just winking at everyone, and she realized she hadn't chosen a murderer.
I love that idea. Yeah. That it's just, she just winked at people till 3 a.m.
Yeah. And then she said the year before that, there were 3 murderers, and someone actually robbed the cafe while the party was going on. So Moira is able to kind of coerce Jocelyn into inviting all the Jazz Agals, and really kind of gets her to see, this is Twyla's event, and we should all go and support her. And, she kind of convinces her.
I mean, with Moira's help, and perhaps, I don't know if this is a great suggestion, David being in charge of game planning, this could be a wonderful night. David would make sure everyone is on point. Everyone knows their roles.
Yeah.
Right? And that there's a killer's chosen that's actually there.
Right. Yes. So,
all right. So, now David appears to be, we're back at the motel. He's on the phone. I have so many questions about this. Okay. He's apparently calling the community college about starting courses too. He got the idea.
Yes, he was inspired by Alexis.
Right, yes. He's drifting a bit, let's say. And so he decides to inquire. Carly, you and I both went to college. I never had to walk up to somebody and hand them my high school diploma to prove that I graduated high school.
Yeah, but you would have sent it. Like, you had to submit that to them.
Did you have to? A copy. You had to submit a copy? Like, they couldn't.
They had to know you graduated.
No, I know they had to know you graduated, but I just assumed they contacted the school or something. Like, it's not like they went to school in 1965 before computers.
Transcript and send that.
Oh, did you have to physically? I guess you probably did have to physically. Yeah,
like
send.
You had. I don't know about like a diploma. I guess you. I don't know about a diploma, yeah. But they had to have record of your high school because, especially for us,
you know
when
what?
We
no,
went,
yeah,
that was like part of.
Yeah,
your,
you're probably right.
Because
you know, like
SAT
would,
scores and right. You'd have to submit all that.
No,
kind of stuff.
You're right. Because why would the school do the legwork to find out if you graduated? You're right. You would
right.
Have to send
you
them
apply,
something.
So you would need to submit.
Okay.
Whatever their list of requirements right. Was.
So maybe my hang up is the diploma thing. And why didn't they just say transcript or something? I guess that was the thing that really jumped out at me.
Maybe
but
it's different in Canada.
You're right.
I don't know.
They don't care what your GPA is.
No, I don't know.
They're just like, you graduated.
Well, I don't know. We might have had to have proof of that. I don't really remember.
I don't remember either.
Long time ago. David could be right on with his diploma.
You know what? Yes. I could be picking on this show for no reason whatsoever.
Yeah, sometimes you do that.
Apparently you just call people up and mail them your diploma. I know,
he's
I know.
He's calling to inquire
I know.
About the process for application.
Right.
So, yes, he's calling, and he discovers, you know, no high school diploma, no college classes. He needs to have that. To which Alexis kind of, you can tell the wheels start turning as soon as she hears all this information.
Right. She looks worried.
She looks worried. She looks kind of alarmed. He doesn't really seem to be noticing that because he's very busy reorganizing his knits in his cedar box.
Yes, you're right. Yes.
Yes. I liked that made its reappearance. In his little cedar chest over there.
I do like it how he's on the phone with them and he goes, oh, I wish it was a flood. I just found that really fun.
Well, right, because they said what happened, you know, I guess his diploma got repossessed. I don't know. Like, it got...
I don't know. You lose track of things like that in a situation like that. If we go back to the very first episode when their house is being ransacked, right. I'm surprised Johnny had the wherewithal to put the clubs in his car, but maybe they were in the trunk of his car the whole time.
And that's why no one knew they even existed.
Right.
Do you know where your high school diploma is currently?
Oh, no. There's no high school. No, high school.
You didn't even have someone come in and take all your stuff. And
college?
Have to move to a tiny town.
College diploma? No idea. No. No idea.
I like how you're looking around like it's going to just be in a pile nearby.
No, I have no idea where it would even be.
I think I know where they all are.
Okay.
Yeah, just in case. Okay, in case
that's
you want to apply to Elmdale.
No, if you ever have to go back to school, you will have no problem. I'll just be standing there going,
but again,
I promise I graduated.
When we went, like we both have our masters, and like when we went for that and I did additional classes and everything, like
you
your transcript,
contact the school,
blah,
so
like,
on and so forth.
You're not doing any, they don't need
exactly.
Our diploma.
Again, David could have contacted his high school and said, send them this stuff rather than I don't know where it is. Yeah. Let's go golfing instead. It's less stressful, I'm going to say.
Oh.
Although I've only been golfing a handful of times, and it was always stressful. Because there's people golfing behind you, and you're terrible, and they're waiting to go.
They're at the country club.
Yes.
Super fancy.
They sure
are. And I wrote down, I think it was called the Elmwood? Elmwood?
The
Golf
Elmwood?
Club?
Okay.
I thought that was the name that they said initially when he was on the phone he was talking to. I believe he said the Elmwood Golf Club. So they went to the little golf club.
Yep.
They had a meeting with the Stripe twins, the Doublemint twins, let's call them.
Listen, I will talk about their credits in just a second.
Okay.
But they do show up ready to, Johnny's like in his barbecue attire almost.
Yeah,
He
didn't even really look like he was ready to play golf.
They seem very surprised as to the way they're dressed for the occasion. I'm like, Stevie's wearing her usual flannel shirt. She just has a visor on. And he looks like he's in like a members-only jacket, like a white members-only jacket.
Yeah.
He doesn't look like he's
ready to golf. I couldn't quite
get
what they were expecting, how they were expecting them to show up.
Right.
Because they didn't look ready to golf, but they also didn't look like they were attending a professional meeting either.
Yes,
so
if Johnny would have showed up in his suit, I would have understood. And if Johnny and Stevie show up in, like, polo shirts and goofy striped pants, I'd be like, well, that's funny, but they're just somewhere in between.
Yeah, so they are a little bit in between, yeah. Well, of course, Stevie in her flannel and that visor
it's great.
Amazing. Yep. I mean, she was wearing the same thing when they were at Roland's, but yeah. That visor is insanely huge.
It's so big, yeah, like, even on Jocelyn, funny. I'm sure it looks ridiculous. I
think it looks more...
Just because of who Stevie is?
I think it would look more in its place on Jocelyn. I think it would look natural on her if she put it on.
Yeah, but just the idea that I could only imagine they took her there and that there's some deleted scene in this show where it's almost like a Stevie dressing for golf montage, mm-hmm. and at the end of this she's like, I'm not wearing any of this. Right. Yeah. But I just think it's funny how it's just the visor's the only thing golfy about her.
Yeah, and Johnny's super disappointed when they get there and they're kind of told, like, oh, did you think we were going to play around?
Yes.
Because we're not. We're just going to sit down. Because when they said about, like, well, let's sit down and talk, he was a little taken aback. He assumed that they were going to be discussing on the golf course.
Johnny, professional, corporate world, meetings, well, from TV shows and movies I've seen, meetings take place on golf courses all the time. You go, you meet somebody at a golf course, you play 18 holes, and you iron out the deal that you're working on. Okay. But so I'm sure that's what he assumed.
Yeah. So he was a little bit discouraged by that. He was looking forward to getting his golf on.
Uh-huh. But let's talk about these...
The Doublemint Twins.
Golf club managers. First of all, both of them titled, credited as golf club manager.
Okay.
No...
They're co-managers.
Female golf club manager, male... Like, there's no distinction there.
Okay.
So let's start with the female golf club manager because she gets a little more screen time. Her name is Tennille Reed.
Tennille. Uh-huh. Like
as
name.
In the
That's
captain. And so she starred in a couple of episodes of Heroes Reborn. Heroes Reborn is sort of
Is that related to the Heroes show?
It is. Like it's like it's from 2015, which is
Okay. Well, that who knows how long quite a while ago. We watched that.
2008?
Maybe.
Yeah.
It was good.
If people are looking for a show to watch, watch the first season of Heroes and then stop watching it. That's what I would say.
Because
remember we tried to watch the second and we were out in like three episodes.
Yeah, but we really liked the first one
was great.
Yeah.
She's been in Bajillionaires, had a substantial role on Working Moms, and is in the upcoming series Surreal Estate.
Okay.
So the other golf club manager is Tom Barnett. His first IMDb credit was in 1993 on the series Kung Fu, The Legend Continues.
Oh.
He's not the first person that we've talked about that has been in that show.
Okay.
He's been on Queer as Folk, Warehouse 13, The Dead Zone, Haven, Skins, Alphas, Flashpoint, Orphan Black, Dark Matter, and the most recent is Handmaid's Tale. So all stuff we've talked about before.
Lots of people have been on Handmaid's Tale.
Yeah.
Ronnie's in that as well. And...
Handmaid's Tale is just pulling people off the Schitt's Creek lot.
Yeah, there's quite
and
a few
probably
people.
Putting them in red robes and being like, get out there.
Yeah, I still need to
all watch the I think all the Jazza girls or Jazza gals. Sorry. I think if you guys go back and listen to that episode, I think they've all been in Handmaid's Tale. So, this is one of the few times, and we've talked about this before in this series, where they cut to, I'm going to say commercial, and then they cut back, and we're still at the same location, because they're still at their meeting, but we understand that time has passed, and I like how we cut back with Johnny saying, and we have toilets.
Oh, yeah. His selling points were not good.
No, not good at all.
Because they kind of... then confessed that they had talked to the Elmington Motor Lodge.
Right.
That has a jacuzzi or a hot tub.
Yeah.
And everything. So it kind of seemed like the better way to go for that.
Well, right. So, yes. And he says, well, we could get a jacuzzi or hot tub or something. I just like the fact that this place reached out to them at all. I don't want to say that you...
But do you think reached out to the motel, or do you think Johnny reached out to them?
Well, that's a good question.
Although I forget how he presented it, because he did talk about, I don't...
it seems like they're looking for a place.
They're looking for a place to partner with.
It's not just like Johnny's cold calling.
Yeah.
Golf courses just to play, but I assume they just reached out to local places to stay and went from there.
Yeah.
But it's not going well. It doesn't go well. The meeting sort of ends, and Stevie says she has to go use the restroom.
Yes.
Bum, bum, bum. Mm-hmm. And
he's just kind of hanging out outside waiting.
Right, yes.
Talking to people about the course.
Yes. That's in a minute, but yes.
Okay, sorry.
So, no, it's okay. I don't want to introduce a new character we have to talk about yet.
Oh, yeah, because we have to go to the vet clinic first.
We do have to go to the vet clinic where...
Little Alexis and Ted moment.
Yeah, it takes a while for Alexis to sort of admit to Ted that she doesn't have her high school diploma. She never graduated.
Well, yeah, at first she kind of says, all the courses I needed to take were full, and then the other courses conflicted with each other. Right. So she was not able to sign up for anything, basically, is kind of the way she started.
That's how she starts it, but it eventually comes around to, I didn't finish high school. She took time off, and she does say that meeting Beyonce was almost worth not graduating.
Well, right, yeah. But you kind of forgot before she admitted that Ted was reminiscing about college and all the sex circles that he was involved in. To which Alexis said, sex circles sound like a lot of fun, basically.
I did not write down all the lame stuff Ted said he was doing in college, but it was a lot of hacky sacking. Yeah. Yes.
Ted's so
well, smart. No, I'm not. Yeah, I know. Right. Yes.
Yeah. It was just love when he started to reminisce. And then he talked about that it took him a little bit of an extra minute to graduate, too, because he followed the American Idol tour, which was great. This was like a fun little Ted scene.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. I know. And it's so bad because I don't. It's things like that that make me realize how much younger these characters are than us. That he followed the American Idol tour, which I didn't hear about American Idol till we were well out of college, the first episode of that didn't start till 2002?
No, I don't know.
Something like that. I don't know.
Kelly Clarkson, when did she come on the scene?
Was she even on the first? She was on the first.
She was the first winner.
Oh, okay. I don't know this stuff. Right. But anyway, so yeah, he and his friends followed the American Idol tour around.
So he almost didn't graduate. Yes. It took him a little bit of extra time, it almost seems like he referenced.
It's very adorable how then she says, I wish you hadn't have told me that last part. And then he says, I wish I hadn't have either. but now we go back to the golf course. And Johnny talks to a golfer as this guy has finished. Yeah. And... because he has a line like, whatever, the golf course is great, or whatever this guy says.
Yeah, he was talking a little bit about, it's something, but I like that.
Yes.
It was like a, I forget what he said, because I don't know golf lingo.
This guy's name is Trevor Pease, and he is just credited as golfer. He hasn't been acting very long, but he's landed roles in shows we've talked about, Nikita, Suits, something called Designated Survivor.
Oh, yeah.
I think that was a Kiefer Sutherland.
That was like an ABC. Okay. Yeah, there's a big... everybody's died, killed. And there is one person who's, basically didn't attend meetings because they're in charge if anything were to happen and something happened.
Okay. And he was also in the series, I don't know if you've heard of this, it's called Heroes Reborn. So he was in that as well.
Wait, there was the other guy was in a Heroes reboot, and there's
it was the woman,
one?
And yeah.
Oh, the woman.
It was the golf course woman and this guy were both in that series.
Oh, in Heroes Reborn. Mm-hmm. You just said, I don't know if you've ever heard of this.
That
you
was
just
a joke. Told me about it was it. A bad joke.
It was a bad joke because I didn't even pick up on it. I thought there was two Heroes reboots.
No, they were both in the same series together.
Gotcha.
So now let's go back to the motel, and I meant to do this research.
Oh, wait.
Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry. Oh, yes. I'm sorry.
There's a super cute Stevie line.
Yes, I went past it.
Yeah, this is a nice little moment. She has arranged for a round of golf for Johnny. She talked to the golf manager female.
Mm-hmm.
And, they arranged for him to play a round of golf. And Stevie is going to go along with him. And she says, let's get our golf sticks.
Yep.
which I sort of
liked. Yeah. And I love it how he's like, how did you do this? And she said, I asked. Yeah.
Right.
That's like, it. It's so great.
Yeah.
It's really nice because she knows he wants to do this.
Right. And we talked in the last episode how, I guess, was it the last one? Where he kind of agreed, or where they had like a very sweet little moment.
It was two episodes ago.
Right, two episodes ago when she was going through all the paperwork and everything. And, you know, it's just nice to see this little father-daughter kind of relationship forming. And this was like a nice little moment between the two of them again.
Exactly.
Yep.
Yes. Sorry, I didn't mean to go past that.
Now we can go to the motel.
I get so excited for...
Our golf sticks was the best.
Yeah, it is really great. Yeah. I get so excited for guest stars. Sorry that I just speed past everything that's happening. But now David's hanging out in his room.
Yes.
And Moira comes in.
His must need a respite between jobs.
Right, of course.
Yeah. Because she even kind of says, like, you're always just... Like, kind of like Alexis did. You're just always here.
Hanging around. Yes. Around, well, she does say, I'm surprised to see you here. And he goes, this is my room.
Right, yeah.
I like how he says, did you know that according to IMDb, Rosa Parks was in an episode of Touched by an Angel? And yeah. I really didn't mean to look and see there's just an actress named Rosa something Parks. And I did not do that research. Afterwards, I was just too busy writing down the director or the writer that I meant to look it up. I'm sure it's not the case, but it was such a funny line that made me think, like...
She could have been alive when that show was still on.
You're right.
Like, she totally could have possibly been on an episode of Touched by an Angel, because I don't think she was... I mean, she passed away quite some time ago, I think, but not out of the Touched by an Angel realm.
All I did was type in Rosa Parks T and it autofilmed Touched by an Angel. So I'm sure.
I don't think
100%.
You wouldn't make it up. Yep, nope. Yeah, I'm like, I was thinking this is probably
Thought it was a goofy line. I thought it was just a hilarious, funny line that somebody put into a script. But it appears. Oh, John Ritter's in this episode too. John Ritter's in the episode. Rosa Parks as self.
Oh.
I will admit something right now. I have never watched an episode of Touched by an Angel.
Yeah, I don't know that I have either. But man, if there was one with Rosa Parks and John Ritter.
Playing herself. I would too. Yeah. Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, that is fascinating. And I'm glad I. I'm glad I took the moment to check it out. Yes.
Stuff when she, All right. Took her stand or her sit.
Yeah. So anyway, Moira's there. Right. She's trying to convince David, very, bluntly trying to convince him.
Oh, totally. Coerce to come him into to going this to party. The party. Yes.
Yes. And I like how he says that he'll make a surprise appearance.
Right. Twice around the room and then he's out.
Right. Yes.
Yeah.
And they have a little, like, she has a little 20s lingo that she gets in at the end of the scene.
Yeah, apparently you're supposed to dress from the Roaring 20s, like a little flapper kind of celebration.
Yep.
Which, that wasn't mentioned. We didn't know.
But so very quickly after that, we go back to the golf course.
Yes.
And I feel like, I don't remember, maybe we've talked about it before, prior episode when Johnny was writing something. You really see Johnny's a lefty. I didn't notice that until he was swinging the golf club from the left-hand side. Something. That's what I was thinking. Maybe when he's working in Bob's garage or something at one point, we may have noticed he's a lefty, but it's very obvious now. It's also obvious that he's the only one golfing. Stevie just appears to be drinking
in the cart. And she had already referenced about that earlier on in the episode.
Yes, because so she asked if you her could. Dream. Yeah, she asked if you could drink on the course, and he said yes. And that was the one thing to get her to, I guess, go to Roland's house.
Yeah, and she just yells, "That was a good golf shot."
Yep.
To him, and then she leaves her like can behind.
Yeah, I don't, golf shot, I'm sure people say that, right? It's a shot. What's that, a hit? It's a shot. Maybe. And also, golf sticks just sounds like something cool kids would say.
Really?
The cool golfers. Let's get our golf sticks and go to town.
Okay.
All right. Well, anyway. Anyway, we're back in the motel. Yes. It's evening.
They've settled in for the night.
Right. And Johnny is practicing his putting now.
He was putting in like cloud nine. Motel cups.
Yep. Again, left-handed. Mm-hmm. Having so much fun. Moira's job is done. Mm-hmm. The phone rings. She picks it up, though.
And it's Dave.
Asking where she is.
Right. Everybody's there.
Right. It seems
he
to be.
He is at the party wearing a fun little party, this fun little party gear.
20s party hat?
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah.
It seems to be a raging party. So much fun. It looks like
people are socializing and having a good time. Sure. Yeah. Twilight, he informs Moira Twilight's asking for her because he's pretty sure that Moira is the murderer.
Right, yes.
So she's waiting for her to come. But, like,
shouldn't she know that she's the murderer? I'm sure you find out when you get there.
Okay.
You get, probably get a little card or piece of paper that has your character listings on it.
Okay.
You know, if you're a dentist and what your, you know, background is.
A roaring 20s dentist.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and if you're the murderer or not.
Yeah. That makes sense, I guess.
And then I don't know how you find out. You just start talking to people and you stay in character the whole time?
I don't know. I've never been in attendance.
I know. I wish I had been.
I can tell. Do you want me to throw you a party like this? Like your next birthday? Do you want it to be a murder mystery party?
I kind of do. Don't say that if it's not going to happen.
Oh, wow. I take that back.
Okay. All right. My favorite part of this scene, though, is when she hangs up the phone. And Johnny says, "Who was that?" And she says, "I don't know."
Yeah, I thought that was good. Yeah.
So now, the way this series, or not the series, the way this episode ends is that they're all sitting around, the whole family now, talking about Alexis and schooling.
Yeah, because she kind of drops the bomb on them that she did not graduate high school because they didn't know when they attended her high school graduation in Switzerland.
But they didn't know because they didn't stay through the L's.
Right. Well, and I love that she was like, you know, Moira was like, "We went to your graduation." Yeah. And she said, "Yeah, you did go to my graduation. I just wasn't there." Right. But yeah, that's when Johnny kind of realizes, yeah, we didn't stay the whole way through.
We didn't stay through the L's. And I like how David was like, it got really repetitive. And this is when Johnny pulls a picture out of his wallet.
Yeah, of all of them with Jess Chang.
Jess Chang. Really great. So much fun. Because, of course, she looked Chinese as a baby. So I like that they brought that back around to her in adulthood.
Yeah.
And I like how even Johnny's like, "But how could we tell it wasn't you with all the hair in front of your face?" And she's like, "That's not my face." And
David was unrecognizable because he had an unfortunate run-in with a spray tan machine. Moira thought it was Alexis, but David corrected her.
It was
and said,
David.
No, that was me.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And it basically ends with Alexis asking Johnny how long he set that picture in his wallet.
Right, yeah. Yeah.
And that's it. That's how this episode ends.
Yes.
Wow, this is so great.
So at the end of every episode, what we do is we rank the episodes from our least favorite to our favorite episode of Schitt's Creek. So, Carla, if this episode were throwing a murder mystery party, would you attend or would you just stay in your motel room?
Apparently, I'd be throwing it. So, for you.
You will be throwing it in about, I can't do math, 3 months, 4 months, 5 months?
Wow. I like this episode. It's a fun one. I think there's a lot of really good, I kind of like what everybody's storyline in this, which I'll admit sometimes doesn't always happen. There certainly are times that I like other storylines more, and David didn't have a whole lot to do in this episode.
Mm-mm.
And I, you know, I always like a good David-centric episode. But I really liked the little golf experience with Stevie and Johnny, and I liked how Moira really helped to boost Twyla's party, and I liked that Alexis realized that she needs to graduate high school.
Right.
and kind of realize, like, oh yeah, I guess I have to go back.
And, yeah,
you know, if
that's
I want to go
kind
to college,
of a big deal.
Yes. So yeah, no, I think it was a fun episode. I would probably put it in. I'm gonna say my new number 20.
Okay, right after
new car.
New car, yeah. All right.
Yeah, and how about you? We know you're super into murder mysteries.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, how are you feeling about that?
Well, first of all, I will agree with everything you said. I agree there wasn't a whole lot of David in this. This is one of those episodes that was a surprise to me. Because as I think I said at the end of our old episode, or the previous episode, I didn't remember this.
Mm-hmm.
And for some reason, I think I forgot about this because I thought I was ready for an episode where it all took place at a murder mystery party.
Oh, okay.
And I was like, I don't remember that at all. But that's such a non-part of this mm-hmm. episode, basically. I really like this episode.
Uh-huh.
I am so surprised how much I enjoyed it. And I think it's just because it's just a fun episode. Nothing, there aren't big consequences. There aren't crazy misunderstandings. Characters aren't angry at each other. Nothing
mm-hmm.
pivotal is happening. Because, I mean, sometimes those can be great episodes, but also, this is just them doing funny things the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
It's my number 9. So this
wow.
might be our biggest
yeah.
discrepancy between episode listings so far. But
definitely.
It was so much fun to watch this. Mm-hmm. I really enjoyed it. So, yeah. So everybody, let us know what you think, if you agree with our rankings. I do put our top 5 in the show notes each time. I'll probably, at the end of season 3, I'll probably expand that to our top 10 just to include those.
Mm-hmm.
And if anybody ever wants to weigh in on what they think, you know, we think, or if they super disagree with us or something like that, please let us know. Also, leave us rating, review. I always say Apple Podcasts, but that's because that's the only one I check. It's the only one I use, so that's where I see them. But if you leave us an episode on some other
rating.
Sort of pod catcher or something.
Podcatcher?
Yeah, that's what people call them.
Wow,
yeah.
Never heard that.
But if you do that, you can let us know, or you can just, like, copy and paste your review in our Facebook. Like, I would love to see
it.
Unless
it's bad, then you can keep
it
to yourself.
Oh, yeah, don't post it. Don't give us your bad review. Keep
yeah,
it to yourself.
If you don't like us, that's okay.
Right, yeah, oh, I'm okay with that. That's fine.
Don't listen to us.
Right.
That's cool.
Yes, but also, I was looking a little bit ahead in the season.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're in for some, I think this is a pretty strong season for
mm-hmm.
the second half here.
Mm-hmm.
I think we have a lot of winners, except with the exception of one episode, which I will not spoil that I don't like it, but let's just say it rhymes with Rebastian Sane is an episode that I know I do not like at all. But we'll get into that soon enough, I guess.
See. Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
You like that?
No,
oh.
I think there's some good growth that happens in that episode. Maybe
okay.
Me,
all
I
right.
always look at it from a little bit of a
okay.
more sentimental.
Yeah,
I
thought you were going to tell me what the B plot is, because maybe the B plot is great in that
yeah.
episode. I'm not sure,
no,
but
I just
know
just think
not.
There's some good things that happen in that episode.
Okay.
That kind of move characters forward.
Okay.
So,
all right.
Yeah,
great.
So I think
yeah, this is not an episode
that it's like
that,
my most favorite,
right.
but I just think, yeah, there's some good things that happen.
Right. This did not move characters closer. It may have nudged Stevie and Johnny closer.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
that's probably about it.
Right.
So next time, though, we will be discussing the 7th episode of season 3, General Store. So until we talk to you all again in 2 weeks, everybody, have a good 2 weeks.